Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Thank you for joining us. Back in August, we brought you the story of an online fundraising effort aimed at bringing in enough money to pay for the demolition of a single burned-out house in Flint. Gordon Young is a Flint expat and author of Tear Down, Memoir of a Vanishing City. His idea was simple. While Flint has hundreds of abandoned homes and some neighborhoods suffer mightily from such blight, he wanted to find a house that needed tearing down in an otherwise well-maintained neighborhood, one where the demolition would improve the neighborhood's chances of thriving in the future. His crowdsourcing goal was to raise $10,000 to help the Genesee County Land Bank Authority demolish a burned-out house on Park Belt Drive. He had the support of people living near the house and, as it turns out, the online community as well. The money came in. Yesterday, the city of Flint tore the house down. Gordon Young joins us for this follow-up. Welcome back to Current State, Gordon.
Thanks, Mark. Glad to be here.
When we talked in August, you explained the support of neighbors who wanted this house demolished in this way.
They're more comfortable with a vacant lot and than this house, which is attracting, you know, some squatters and maybe some criminal activity. And Flint has a big arson problem, and the house has burned once already, and it could burn again. So they're really, a vacant lot is a much better option in this case.
The support of neighbors was crucial to this project, and you have had it. You weren't able to be there yesterday, Gordon, but tell us what you know from neighbors and the Genesee County Land Bank about tearing down the house.
Well, this is one of the strange realities of a shrinking city like Flint. There's actually all the neighbors were out on the street videoing and taking photos of the demolition, and in kind of an odd way, it was sort of a celebration. Because this house was the house that was had the potential to drag down this entire neighborhood. So the neighbors were very excited to see this happen. Paulette Mayfield, who grew up in the house next door to the abandoned house, was there, and it was a happy moment for her, which, again, this is one of the tensions that you have in a place like Flint. Rationally, you know these houses have to come down. They're hurting the city. But there's also this emotional component that it's come to this point where we have to be celebrating a house being torn down in a city that has a really storied past and is struggling now. But I think this process of getting rid of these abandoned houses will really help Flint.
Have you heard at all, Gordon, from elected officials in Flint or emergency manager Darnell Early?
I haven't had much contact with them. I've been working mainly with Doug Wieland and the other people at the Genesee County Land Bank, who have been a huge resource for me, and I think a huge resource for Flint. I think the land bank concept, in many ways, is the first real concrete entity that has tackled these abandoned houses and this decline in Flint in a rational, reasonable way. And it's making a big difference in Flint, but there's a long way to go. Still a lot of abandoned houses left in the city.
You've said in a recent email that more money is becoming available to deal with blight in Flint, including money to demolish homes in the historic Civic Park neighborhood where you grew up. You wrote extensively about that neighborhood in your book, Tear Down. How much money are we talking about?
Well, there's been millions of dollars in federal funds that have recently flowed to the city. And other cities in Michigan, U.S. Rep. Dan Kildee out of Flint has been instrumental in making that happen. And of course, he was the founder of the land bank and actually helped write and craft a lot of the original land bank legislation in Michigan. And that model has been copied throughout the country, partly through Dan Kildee's evangelizing for the land bank concept. So this in many ways, it's kind of a Flint export. You know, Flint's famous for exporting cars at one time, and now this land bank concept has spread throughout the country after, in many ways, starting right in Flint.
We're just about out of time, Gordon, but I want to ask you, are you tempted to replicate this approach again, or are others tempted to replicate this one house at a time approach again?
Well, you know, I feel like this helps this one block. It helps the neighbors, and it helps Park Belt Drive, but the reality is, you know, corporate decision-making and U.S. trade policy and cuts in aid to cities by the state and federal government These are huge forces that are impacting Flint, and we can make a difference on this one block, but I think we need bigger, more systematic changes to help the entire city of Flint and Detroit and all the other shrinking cities.
Gordon Young is the author of Tear Down, Memoir of a Vanishing City, and he was the driving force behind the successful crowdsourcing campaign to raise the money needed to tear down one burned-out home in his hometown of Flint. Thank you, Gordon.
Thanks, Mark.